This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, June 23, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government will have 250 more isolation beds to help boost the city's COVID-19 response as health officials prepared care kits for asymptomatic and mild patients in their homes. Mayor Saga Duterte, who chairs the COVID-19 Task Force, bared this during her Davao City Disaster Radio program on Monday afternoon. Davao City currently has 2,400 COVID-19 beds and 873 are still available. But the mayor said not all of these are exclusive for isolation as some are for holding facilities and intended for probable cases. Of the 1,957 isolation beds, 638 are still vacant while 227 of the 443 quarantine beds remained unused. COVID-19 positive patients at home can also avail of the services of the city's telemedicine doctors who can guide them on what to do. Meanwhile, Mayor Saga Duterte tumbled down a possible tandem with her father, President Rodrigo Duterte, should she decide to join the presidential race next year. President Duterte, whose term will end on June 30, 2022, recently said that running for vice president was a good idea because he has unfinished business. Last month, his party urged him to seek such position as the Constitution bars him from seeking re-election. During an interview with ABS-CBN News Channel on June 16, Mayor Duterte, who has been topping the list of possible presidential candidates, changed her tune about presidential race next year, saying she is now considering the idea of running for the country's top post. The mayor added that she had no plans of joining a national party and that she would rather stay with Hugpong ng Pagbabago, which she founded along with the different governors of Davao Region and the Hugpong sa Taong Lunsod, a local political party her father founded when he was mayor of this city. Mayor Duterte added that she has not decided on her running mate because she has yet to finalize her decision on whether to run for the country's top post. In business, a total of 21 applicants were hired on the spot for local employment in the recently concluded 2021 Kalayaan Online Trabaho, Negosyo, Kabuhayan, Job and Business Fair of the Department of Labor and Employment Region 11 in partnership with the Public Service Employment Office from June 10 to 19, 2021. Most of the 21 applicants were hired by BPO manufacturing and wholesale and retail companies. The annual job fair in celebration of the Philippine Independence Day, usually held in big venues, was conducted online due to stricter safety and health protocols in order to avoid the spread of the COVID-19. In sports, religion, ethics, and sports take center stage at the 19th session of the National Sports Summit 2021 happening on Wednesday with the Redemptorist brother and renowned author Brother Carlito Carl Gaspar. Gaspar, a doctor of humanities at Xavier University, will spotlight the relationship of sports and religion and its most pronounced impact on the philosophy of modern sport through the various beliefs across nations. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more news, visit our webpage at www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is John De Bellos for the headlines.